Granby's Green Acres. I'll bet at one time or another most city people have said something like this.
Someday I'm going to quit my job and buy a farm.
Most city people just say it, but John Granby did it. Of course, his family didn't like the idea, but as Mr. Granby explained to his wife,
Martha, living on a farm is going to be a lot cheaper. Take milk, for example. In the city, it costs 19 cents a bottle. On a farm, you get it from a cow for nothing.
But, John, if a cow gives it for nothing, why does it cost so much?
Because somewhere between the cow and the bottle, someone's pulling a few fast ones.
Yes, it's Granby's Green Acres, starring Gail Gordon with Bea Benaderet, Louise Erickson, Polly Bear, and Horace Murphy. Now, Mr. Granby discovers electricity. It's Sunday afternoon at Granby's Green Acres. Quiet covers the Doveville countryside. On the porch of the Granby farmhouse sits Miss Janice Granby. Suddenly, the silence is broken.
Janice!
What, Dad?
Janice!
What?
Janice, where's the portable radio?
It's on the dining room table.
What did you say?
I said it's on the dining room table.
Where?
On the...
Never mind. I found it on the dining room table. I'm going to listen to the ball game. You want to come in?
No, thanks.
What?
No, thanks.
What did you say?
Oh, nuts.
Janice, that's no way to talk. Change your mind. Come in.
I will.
What?
I said I'll come in if I want to hear the game.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'll write you a letter.
Janice, I won't stand for that disrespect.
Sorry, Dad.
Let's leave Janice out on the porch now and go into the parlor of the Granby farmhouse where sits the master of the household, his ear glued to the speaker of the portable radio.
Coming up to bat in the first half of the ninth inning of this crucial game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers.
What's the score?
We've seen some mighty exciting baseball here today.
What's the score?
Yes, sir. In both batting and fielding, there have been some wonderful plays made.
Oh, are you listening to the radio, John?
Are you listening to the radio, John?
What do you think I'm doing, Martha?
Well, I was just asking.
I want to hear the score. I don't even know who's at bat.
Jane Russell.
Jane Russell? John, what kind of a ball game are you listening to?
Yes, there are many celebrities here in the stands, and now we're ready to start the first half of the ninth inning.
What's the score?
The score at the end of eight innings is...
John, who's playing?
Martha, I wanted to hear the score.
The crowd here isn't...
John, if you've been listening to the game, you should know what the score is.
I just turned the radio on. The battery's weak, and I wanted to save it for this last inning.
Which twin has the Tony?
Who cares who's got the Tony? Which team's got the score?
Now, Rizzuto's coming up the bat. And the score, once again, at the beginning of the ninth inning, is Yankees nothing, Detroit nothing.
Did you hear that, Martha? The score is nothing to nothing.
Oh, then you haven't missed anything, dear.
Martha, please be quiet. Rizzuto's up. I want to hear what's happening.
Two out.
Two out? How did that happen?
Rizzuto flied out to center field, and Woodling grounded out the pitcher to first. The next batter is DiMaggio.
Come on, DiMaggio. Knock that old apple over the fence.
Apple? I thought they used baseballs.
Martha, would you please let me listen to the ball?
All right. Can you make it louder? I can't hear it.
How can anybody hear anything when you're talking all the time?
But can't you turn up the volume?
I've turned it up as far as it'll go. The battery is getting weaker. Now, for goodness sakes, be quiet. I want to find out what DiMaggio's going to do.
Who is he?
Who is DiMaggio? Oh, Martha, be quiet so I can hear.
And the bases are loaded.
The bases are loaded?
And there are two out.
Did you hear that, Martha? The bases are loaded and there are two out. It's awful.
Oh, it could be worse. With all those people loaded, it's a wonder there are only two out.
Martha, will you just be quiet?
Maggio singled, Johnson got a bingo, and Coleman was safe on a blooper.
John, what's a blooper?
Martha, do you know what a pop fly is?
Well, I think so, dear.
Well, a blooper is a pop fly that pooped. You understand?
Well, frankly, no.
It's a pinch hitter for the pitcher. Now, let's see who it is.
Martha, I want absolute quiet.
But, John...
Quiet!
What did you say, Dad?
I was talking to your mother.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
What?
Judas Priest.
Dad, what's your language?
Oh, for the love of...
It's going to be Mates. Mates is going to bat for the pitcher.
Oh.
Newhouser is set on the mound.
Yes.
Wine. Here's the pitch.
Yes.
And it's safe.
John, do you want to eat lunch after the game?
Martha.
Hmm?
You love me, don't you?
Well, certainly I do, dear.
You're sure?
Of course.
Then keep quiet! Martha, sometimes I wonder what you use for a brain.
A big goose egg. Count is now 3-2. What a spot this is, folks. The Yanks at bat for the last time in this crucial game.
Yes.
Two outs, the bases are loaded, and 3 balls and 2 strikes on the batter.
Newhouser
gets his sign. He winds. Here's the pitch. And it hits the short left field. Evans fields the ball.
Mm-hmm.
DiMaggio is streaking for home.
Yeah,
here comes the throw to the plate.
Yeah.
It's going to be close.
Yeah.
DiMaggio slides, and he's...
Yes? Yes? Go on, what's happening to DiMaggio? What's the matter with this darn radio?
Oh, John, don't pound on the radio.
Come quiet, I'm getting something. Why did the battery have to give out now? Of all the times for it to quit.
Here. Your father's blowing off steam. The radio stopped playing. Oh, is that all?
Is that all? Janice, don't you understand? Right at the crucial moment in the game, the battery died.
Well, we all have to go sometime.
Janice, I have one day in the week when I can relax and listen to the radio. All week long, I'm isolated on this farm. I don't have anyone to listen to but you and your mother. When Sunday comes, I like to hear a human voice.
What?
I mean, I like
John,
to
hear... John, it's your own fault. If you weren't so stubborn about putting in electricity, you wouldn't have to depend on a battery.
Now, Martha, let's not go into that again. I told you we're not going to put any improvements into this farm until we can afford it.
And when will that be?
In the fall, when I harvest the crop. This farm has got to pay for itself. Can't you learn to put up with a few hardships?
We are putting up with hardships.
Name one.
You.
Now, look here, Janice.
Yeah, let's face it. You're making this a lot more difficult than it should be. That's right, John. Electricity would mean so much to us.
I can do without it.
Then think of Janice. After all, she's young. She might want to do some entertaining, invite some girlfriends or boyfriends here.
Martha, we had electricity in our apartment in the city, and her boyfriends used to come over and sit in the parlor, and all they ever did was turn the lights off.
That was only because we were watching television.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, John. Without electricity, we can't have television.
That alone makes it worthwhile. Martha, I've never heard a sillier reason to have electricity. So Janice can have her boyfriends over.
Look, Dad, boyfriends aren't important to me. Besides, I have no boyfriends here. But what about Mother?
Has she got boyfriends?
Electricity would make Mother's work a lot easier. Why, we've got half the barn piled up with electrical appliances that we brought from the city. A stove, a washing machine, a dishwasher, an ironer. And what good are they? We can't use them.
Look, if anyone should complain about hard work, it's me.
You've got Ed to do all the real manual labor for you.
That's why I hired him. I can't afford to let my hands get rough and callous. It might interfere with my other work.
What other work?
Milking the cow.
Dad, if the cow is so sensitive, why don't you use Jergens lotion?
For your information, I did.
Well, that should have made your hands soft and smooth.
I didn't put it on my hands.
Dad, you mean you put it on...
It was just an experiment.
Well, I like that. You'd experiment to make things easier for that cow, but you don't bother about me.
Dad, I can't understand why you're so dead set against having electricity put into this farm.
Janice, you know how much it would cost to have the house and barn wired? At least $150. And I don't intend to use another penny of our savings on this farm. It has got to pay for itself.
Well, John, if we can't have electricity unless the farm can pay for it, then there's only one thing we can do.
What's that?
Sell the cow.
Well, I'm... Kill the sow? Sell the cow?
That's a good idea, Dad.
I'll do no such thing. Why, selling that cow would be like selling your mother.
What?
Well, that is... Well, what I meant, Martha, was that old cow means as much to me as you do.
I mean, it isn't quite as much as... it slipped out.
John, I'm putting my foot down. We're going to have electricity or I'm leaving.
But Martha...
Make up your mind. Either that cow goes or I go.
But Martha, where would you go?
John, you mean that you keep that cow in...
Oh, I didn't say that.
You did.
I did not. I'll leave it to Janice. Did I say that?
Yes.
When I want a Supreme Court decision, I'll ask for it.
John.
All right. All right, Martha. You win. Eb?
What you want, Mr. Granby?
Get me the milking pail and the stool. I'm going to milk the cow. Oh.
Want me to get the Jergens lotion, too?
No.
Okay. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
Eb, you have to sing. I'm in no mood for it. I'm upset.
Why?
I've got to sell the cow.
Whoa, Bobby, whoa.
Why you got to sell it?
My wife wants me to. She wants to sell it so she can have electricity.
Women. Eb, take my advice. Don't get married.
Oh, I don't intend to. I like being a bachelor.
Yeah, it has its advantages.
And less complicated, too.
What do you mean?
Well, I can put on my socks from either end.
Eb, I have news for you. I'm married, and I can do the same thing. Oh, I feel terrible about selling her. Why, this cow has been like a friend to me. She's almost human.
I know just how you feel, Mr. Granby. I felt the same way about a girl once. She was almost human, too.
Well, Eb, I better get started. Hand me the pail.
Mr. Granby, you mind if I ask you something?
What?
As long as you're going to sell the cow, why are you milking it?
I'm going to sell her empty.
Empty?
That's the way I bought her, and that's the way I'm going to sell her. Now, let me get this milking done.
You ain't going to get any milk from there.
Why not?
That's your cowbell.
Oh. Yes, she must have turned around. Here we are. Take it easy, Bowser. Take it easy. Here we go now. She isn't crying.
Maybe you better use the Jergens lotion.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Where's the lotion?
Here you are.
Thanks. Now, Bossy, just relax. Easy enough. Yeah. Now.
Wow! I knew everything had come out all right.
I don't know what you're so proud of.
Well, why shouldn't I be? I'm getting milk.
That's Jergens lotion.
Oh.
Mr. Granby, who are you going to sell the cow to?
I don't know. You got any suggestions?
Well, why don't you go over and see Will Kimball? You know, besides owning the feed store, he's got a dairy farm. He might be able to use another cow.
Say, that's a good idea. We'll take Bossy over there today. Where's Kimball's farm?
Across the road from the Williams place.
Where's the Williams place?
Across the road from the Kimball farm.
I know, but how do you get there?
Drive.
Of course, but how long will it take?
Well, you going to drive the car or me?
I am.
And it'll take 2 or 3 hours.
Why should it take so long?
Because you don't know where it is. No, hello.
Can I talk to you for a few minutes? That is, if you're not busy.
Nope. Today is Sunday, and my feed store is closed, so I'm just sitting here on the porch to keep him cool. Hot, ain't it?
Yes, it is. And Mr. Kimball, I came over
here... It's as hot as it was in the summer of '02, though. Now, that there sure was a silly. I remember one day the schools closed, the banks closed, and nobody went to work. Even closed the post office.
Because of the heat?
Nope. It was the 4th of July.
Yes. Now, Mr. Kimball, I've got a problem.
Well, what is it, Mr.
The name.
You don't tell me. I never forget a name, it's my hobby. Been a building my memory for years. Took a course in memory and training from the, what's the name of that there school?
Look, the name is Granby.
That's it, the Granby Memory School.
Granby is my name.
Oh, in relation to the fellow that runs the memory school?
None. Look, Mr. Kimball, I wanted to talk to you about selling you a cow.
That reminds me. Will you turn that switch over there for me, Mr. O'Shore?
My name is not... forget it. Is this the switch?
Yep. Thanks. You just milked my cows.
I did what?
That switch turned on the milking machine way over in the barn there, Mr. Really?
Once and for all, the name is Granby. Can't you remember my name?
How can I? You keep a changing it.
Never mind. You mean you actually milk your cows by electricity?
Oh, I run everything around here by electricity. It sure makes farming easy.
Well, it certainly does. I'm going to put electricity in my farm, and that's why I came over to see you. You see, in order to do it, I'm going to have to sell my cow, and I thought you might be interested in buying her.
Well, I got a pretty good dairy herd now, but I can always use another cow, I reckon. Maybe we can work something out.
Good. You know, Mr. Kimball, the way you've got your milking machine hooked up fascinates me. Do you mind if I turn it on again?
Not at all. Go right ahead. Big guy, turn it off.
Oh, what's the matter?
You got it in reverse.
Mother.
Well, John, where have you been?
I went over to Kimball's farm.
What for?
To sell him the cow. You should see his farm. Everything is run by electricity.
Oh?
Martha, I have to admit it. You were right. Electricity is just what we need. And when we get ours, things are going to be a lot easier around here.
Oh, John, I'm glad you've changed your mind. I don't mind saying that I felt sorry about selling the cow at first, but now I feel better about it. I hope you made a good deal with Mr. Kimball.
Oh, yes, but it wasn't easy. You know, these farmers around here like to get the best of a city fellow like me, so I had to do some pretty shrewd haggling.
Uh-huh.
It was nip and tuck for a while, but I finally out-traded him.
Then he took our cow.
No, I bought his milking machine.
In the world is all that junk you're dumping on my nice clean tablecloth?
This isn't junk, Martha. This is all the electrical equipment I bought to wire the house.
Dad, you could have paid an electrician to do the wiring if you'd sold the cow and not bought that milking machine.
Janice, I can do the wiring by myself. You know I'm pretty handy.
If you're so handy, why do you need a milking machine?
Janice.
John, isn't wiring a house a pretty complicated job?
Oh, there's nothing to it. Look, I sent for this booklet from the Department of Agriculture. Mm-hmm. Electric Light for the Farmstead. Gives you all the directions step by step. Why, with this book, any moron can do it, so why can't I?
What?
Well, that is, I ought to be able to do anything any other moron can do. Look, instead of heckling me, why don't you help me?
Well, we'll be glad to, dear. Dad, can I have the keys to the car?
Is that the way you're going to help me, by going for a drive?
I'm not going for a drive. I just want to keep the motor warmed up so I can make a fast getaway when I have to get the doctor.
Very funny. You seem to forget that when we lived in the city, I used to do all the odd jobs around the house. Remember when something went wrong with our television set? Who took it apart? Who found out it was the antenna? Who went up to the roof to install a new one?
Who slipped off and cracked 3 ribs?
That isn't the point. When I was finished, the set worked, didn't it?
Yes, but you didn't for 5 months.
Now, don't worry, Martha. In a few days, you'll be able to use all your appliances, and I'll be able to do what Mr. Kimball does.
What does he do?
He sits on the front porch of his house and milks his cows in the barn.
He must have awfully long arms.
That's silly. Look, let's not discuss this any further. The power company will be out this week to hook up the lines to the electricity. So I'd better get started with the wiring here.
You want me to hold the ladder, Dad?
Yeah, all right.
Martha, hand me the hammer.
Oh, yes, yes.
Here. Thank you.
Oh, John, you really are very handy.
Naturally. It's so nice to have a man around the house. It's so nice to have a man around the house. It's so nice.
John,
to have...
Nice to have a house around a man.
Okay, Eb, you can put the toolbox away. That's all the wiring I'm going to have to do here in the barn.
House all wired?
Yes, I did that yesterday. I think the men from the electric company will be finished stringing the power line by this afternoon.
You'll be able to use that milking machine pretty soon.
Yes. Say, Eb, why don't you try it on Bossy and see how she likes it? Oh, Bossy, don't be so old-fashioned.
You're going to use that contraption on her all the time?
No, I guess I'll milk her by hand once in a while just to sort of keep in touch with things. You get it, Ed. Cows keep in touch with things. I thought that was pretty funny.
No.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, it won't be hard.
Come on. Help me drag the machine over here. I want to see how it fits.
Only one way it can fit.
I know, but I'd like to practice putting it on.
Oh, Bossy, whoa.
Now, let's see. This nozzle goes on like this. This one like this. This one like this, and this one like this. Well, I guess if I can get it on my fingers, I can get it on the cow. So I think it's... Oh, what is it, Janice?
The man from the power company wants to talk to you.
I'll be right up there. Ed, help me take this thing off my fingers.
Okay.
Well, those things fit pretty snugly.
Hey, he's coming up. The man's waiting.
Want me to come down there, Mr. Granby?
No, I'll come up there.
What'd you say?
I'll come up there.
Can't hear you.
I'm coming up there.
What?
Drop dead.
What are you, a wise guy?
Yeah, Mr. Granby, my crew's all finished stringing the line.
Fine.
Yeah, quite a job. We had to string 95 feet of cable from the main line to the house.
When are you going to turn on the juice?
Just as soon as you sign this receipt.
Why, sure. Let me have it. Oh, yeah. It's electric. $147
for what? 95 feet of cable at $1 a foot, plus labor.
You mean I have to pay this?
Well, I ain't.
Well, I ain't either. I mean, I'm not either. I didn't authorize you to put in any
money. What's all the excitement?
They want to charge me $147 to connect the electricity.
That's our standard charge.
Well, I won't pay it. Take down the poles. Tear out the line.
Dad.
Get a truck in.
Dad, if we don't get our electricity from the electric company, where are we going to get it?
Well, I'll generate my own power.
And just how are you going to do that?
I'll use water power. We've got a stream running through the farm.
Oh, but, John, how would you get electricity from it?
Damn it!
John, please! You didn't lose your temper.
I didn't. I merely
when
said
you people decide what you're going to do, get in touch with a power company of all.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to
Dad,
have
to... Now, let's look at this sensibly. There is no other place you can get electricity but the power company.
But $147, where am I going to get that money?
John.
Oh, no. Not Fossey.
John, we're going to get that electricity.
But, Martha...
John, we are not going to argue about it.
But I bought a milking machine.
Use it for something else.
What?
Give yourself scalp treatment.
Now, look here.
John, my mind is made up.
All right, Martha. I'll go over and see Mr. Kimball.
What time is it?
11 o'clock.
I'm worried. Dad was so depressed when he left to sell the cow. Do you think he might have gone out?
No, he only does that on New Year's Eve.
That cow meant so much to your father.
Mother, it was only a cow. The electricity is much more important. Now we'll be able to use the washing machine, the dishwasher, the ironer, and all the other appliances.
Well, I know you're right, Janice, but I...
Oh, there's Dad.
Oh, he looks so sad. I never should have made him do it.
Well, it's done. Here's Kimball's check. Now you'll have your electricity.
John, I'm really sorry.
Not half as sorry as I am. I've never done anything like this before. I hope I never have to do it again. My conscience is going to bother me for a long time.
Dad, you shouldn't feel this way. After all, what did you do?
What was that?
Oh, what did I do?
John, wasn't that the cow?
Yes.
But what about this check for $147?
I borrowed it from Mr. Kimball.
You borrowed it from Mr. Kimball? But, John, he hardly knows you.
Well, I gave him collateral.
Collateral? What have we got that Mr. Kimball would take as collateral?
A washing machine, a dishwasher, and an iron.
Oh, no!
We'll rejoin the Granbys of Granby's Green Acres right after this brief but important message. Prejudice can easily be the wedge which splits a nation's unity. And in these days of world disunity, America must remain a symbol of democratic strength. Watch closely for words of prejudice and stamp them out. Only by individual alertness can our nation safeguard itself against the disease which strikes from within. Accept or reject people on their individual strength. Now let's return to Granby's Green Acres.
Well, Martha, I told you everything would work out all right. We've got our electricity. We still have the cow, and there's your washing machine.
Well, John, we're just lucky that Mr. Kimball is such a nice man.
Yes, I'll never be able to thank him for this.
I finished the dishes, Mother. It's such a pleasure to do them in our automatic dishwasher.
Martha, do you want me to plug in the ironer?
Well, you might. And then when the wash is finished, I can iron a few sheets.
You say, folks, can you wait till tomorrow? I want to close up my barn for the night.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Kimball, and thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Kimball. Good night.
Good night, Mr.
Good night.
You've just heard Granby's Green Acres, starring Gail Gordon with Bea Benaderet, Louise Erickson, Polly Bear, Horace Murphy, and Herb Biter. Tune in next week when Mr. Granby bites the love bug. Granby's Green Acres was written by Jay Summers, Jack Harvey, and Dave Swift, and was directed by Jay Summers. Music was composed and conducted by Opie Cates. Now stay tuned for Leave It to Joan on CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. ¶¶